You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, and it's time, therefore, for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, it's all about the Fed. S&P going to all-time record highs this afternoon.
Yes, I mean, Chairman Powell speaking, just before three, and he sort of went to make a coffee and came back into almost a different market altogether, and making up for a lot of the selling pressure yesterday. Those buyers coming quite strongly back into our market. I mean, even the gold price, we'll speak about it later, but 1392 this morning, 1408 right now. So those words had a massive impact on the market. The Dow at the moment is only up 59, but we did gain over 1% on the all share today.
I think what the market has done is said to itself, yes, it's lovely to see it in black and white, but we were expecting this. We were expecting Mr. Powell to talk about certain conditions that might be a precursor to an interest rate cut as soon as this month, perhaps. But
yes,
anyway, we'll
look at
see.
The wording. He twice he sort of emphasizes the word independent when he's speaking about the Fed. So I think obviously we know who that's for whose attention that is.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, that's and he basically. He's saying, OK, we'll do the cut, but it's not because we're bullied. We're completely independent. And, you know, don't expect, you know, Mr. Trump's tweets to affect us any way, shape or form.
But the strange thing is, it says here, Washington, it's from the Wall Street Journal, it says the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday the economic outlook hasn't improved in recent weeks. A strong signal the central bank could cut its benchmark short-term interest rate when officials meet later this month. Now, obviously there's something outside of the spectacularly good employment data that we saw on Friday that he's seen. And you know what? Mr. Trump obliquely has managed to engineer this potential cut because of the trade wars with China, because obviously the trade war with China and with other jurisdictions, other geographies, has caused a slowdown in the economy. So, I mean, Trump is so stupid. I mean, he's an abomination of a human being and very, very stupid, but he's actually got his wishes without knowing it.
No, I think I give him a little bit more credit. I think it's all planned out.
It's not planned.
He knew that. He look, obviously, I don't know what the end game is with his rates.
Nor does he.
But he obviously wanted to see. Maybe, I know he knows that he owes a lot of money to Deutsche Bank.
A lot.
That's a lot. But definitely what you're saying is 100% right. That's certainly in the mix of the whole cocktail of things which are driving those markets up and down. He's using those tariffs on China to sort of steer the markets in and the economies in all sorts of directions.
You give him far too much credit. He doesn't know what he's doing. He blunders from one disaster to another, and occasionally he gets it right, just like occasionally a person that predicts the recession or the stock market crash gets it right. A broken clock is right twice a day or something. What's that saying?
Yes, even a broken clock is correct twice a day.
Exactly. Just like Mr. Trump. He doesn't know what he's doing. Trust me on that one. I don't know what I'm doing, and I feel sympathy with him. Greg, let's have a look at the spot prices, just to give this chat some context now. The dollar rand, 14.06, good move there. British pound against the rand, 17.58. Euro rand, 15.82. And the euro dollar, 112.50, let's call it, which is US dollar, which is weaker, and euro that is stronger. And hence the move in the gold price, which is currently 14.08, up $11 on the day. Fantastic news. A platinum price, even better, up $16 to $827. Palladium, up $37.50. Wow, it's nearly 1600 again, Greg. It's closing in on all-time record highs. 1577,
that all sort of
the
came
palladium
off
price. Wow.
Yeah. Oil that price moved after Chairman Powell spoke, interestingly enough.
Yeah, we'll come to that in a second. We'll see what happened to the PGM stocks on the JSE Securities Exchange. But just to complete, a really bullish picture for commodities, 66.61 for Brent crude oil, up $1.55 or 2.4%. As we look at the overseas stock markets, let's have a look. Now, actually, you give us the overseas stock markets. You've got a liver screen than mine.
I see one of my traders is busy with my Bloomberg.
Oh.
At the moment, looking at a chair in London called Ark Minerals. I'm temporarily away from my Dow Jones feed.
Okay, the Dow Jones is up 42 to 26,825, or 0.2%. The Nasdaq is up 0.3%, and the S&P 500 is 0.2% higher, having gone to all-time record highs earlier on today. But I think the market just it needs something else now. It's got the Powell put, and it's got the Powell push. And now we've got to get something else. I would predict, Greg, we could have a bet on it. You won the last bet that we had, 100 rand. I can't remember what it was, but you did win it.
Football, yeah.
Exactly right. US versus England. I would bet that the markets will close down tonight. Would you like to take a contrary view to that?
No, I like what you're saying there. As you say, it's all expected, really priced in. We've got a rally there on the Dow, up 66 points, but that can vanish in a moment. I've got a feeling there's some sellers waiting. The last 20 minutes of trade. That's when you have to watch the Dow. The rest is just noise, really.
Okay. The most viewed shares on sharenet.co.za today. Sibanye, 3.1% higher, and they got 17% of the top views. Steinhoff up 1.6%. We don't need to worry about that. 15%. Sasol, having been 330 this morning and just below, 336.42 on the close, 15% of the top views. And Libstar down 2.3%. Sasol, nice turnaround because of the, well, not because of the weaker rand, because the rand actually got a little bit stronger, but certainly the stronger oil price.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I was looking at some technicals on Sasol and sort of overlaying that against the oil price and so on. It feels like something is troubling Sasol. Obviously, up today, 336 rand, but it's not really responding like it used to. It's a weaker rand, obviously a better oil price. It feels like maybe the market's got that sort of intuition that something is not, there's some other bad news maybe in the ether out there. But, that's just a feeling really on Sasol.
Okay, well, certainly the price doesn't lie. I'm just having a look at the Stock Exchange new service announcements, and I'm going back from 1725 when Mobile Telephone Networks Holdings Limited, that's MTN, of course, something to do with interest. That's not interesting at all. No, absolutely nothing. Renewal of cautionary on Visual International Holdings Limited, Greg. Visual International Holdings Limited?
I'm going to go VIS and hope for the best.
Yes, you've got VIS. It's exactly right. Visual International, it's 4 cents a share.
I've got it on my screen, but it's got no bids, no offers, no prices. So it might be suspended. I think it is suspended.
ArcelorMittal trading statement and business reorganization. That's a big one. Have you seen this? Look at ArcelorMittal. Yes, look at the price.
Yeah, managed to get myself involved there. And I mean, yesterday, in sort of mid-morning, it had a rally up to sort of 345, 350. It was up about 5%. We all sort of looked at each other and said, somebody knows something here. And we looked back at the previous trading statement, and that was pretty poor. And then this trading statement came out, obviously, 10 o'clock this morning, and then sort of reaffirmed the previous one, and the stock ending up down 15%. I mean, this share was once 100 rand. So obviously it's showing us how weak the economy is. I was reading an article on Bloomberg where they've reduced the workforce there. But there's certain big towns in South Africa, like around Newcastle, and all that, they completely rely on this company. Probably 100,000 people working there. So it's troubling to see it performing so badly.
Headline earnings for the period to decrease at least 650 million rand. Headline earnings for 2018 was 54 million. So it's going to be going from 54 plus to minus 650 to a headline loss, resulting in a decrease in headline earnings per share by at least 59 cents per share. Loss for the period to improve by at least 700 million or 44%, resulting in an improvement of the loss per share by at least 64 cents. I don't understand.
Oh, I can feel a rant coming on here. I mean, one thing Mr. Trump has taught us is the word tariffs. The imports are what's hurting ArcelorMittal here. The government need to step in, protect these jobs, and make sure that, locally we're only using local steel. It's just mind-boggling that they haven't done anything. And that tariffs is a new theme in the world economy. Somebody, ring up somebody at the government, please.
Okay, so what happens when the country that you're exporting to puts a tariff on the goods that you're exporting? Then what do you do as an exporter, Greg? I mean, you're very, very narrow-minded. I mean, you actually upset me with your Trumpisms.
Well, look, I mean, I'm looking at ArcelorMittal's exports are down 38%.
Yeah.
So that might, but I mean, you've certainly got to nurture local business. And I mean, this is quite a simple thing to do, really.
All you have to do is make the local economy not produce more steel, but consume more steel, and that's because of economic activity. So get the economic activity going so we can consume the ArcelorMittal products so they don't have to worry about cheap imports. They can just sell it to us.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's, we could debate this endlessly, but it's still troubling to see the once mighty Arsenal meet all the way down here.
You're troubling me.
Yeah.
Top five major moves on the JSE Securities Exchange, Greg, and this will cheer us both up. Goldfields up 5.1%, Roynet up 4 1/3%, Harmony up 3 3/4%, Life Healthcare up 3 3/4%, Aspen above 100 again, 105 Rand per share, up 3.5%. So Harmony and Goldfields dominating their gold price, doing well. And we knew it this morning when the gold price was 1392. We said, well, the gold shares are saying something here. And of course, then up goes the gold price by $15 an ounce.
Yeah, the old gold bulls will always tell you the shares lead the price, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And that's something you often forget. You know, I've been in the market a long time, but that's exactly what happened this morning. Especially some of the stocks were very, very strong. God, look at gold, 1392. The rand's more or less where it was, maybe a bit weaker. But there was no reason for people to be rushing. And then, of course, Powell speaks and bang, gold goes to 1410 and we're all gold bulls again. But the shares were actually reading Chairman Powell's notes before he spoke.
On the downside, RCL down 3 3/4%. South 32 down 2.7%. Intuprop down 2.7%. Hammerson down 2.1%. And Dis-Chem, along with British American Tobacco, my short in my fictitious hedge fund, Dis-Chem down 2.1%. Any news in any of those stocks?
Interesting. Dis-Chem sort of one afternoon is on the ups and the other on the downs. Mm. I'm looking at the volume. You know, it's reasonable volume, 33 million rands worth of shares. But I know if you're a short-term trader, this would be a lot of fun because tomorrow it'll be on the up list. Just to jump back to the up list, that move in Aspen is very interesting. That it's really recovered everything back from that withdrawing of the cautionary, and it got to these kind of levels yesterday about mid afternoon, and then was knocked back to that 101, and then again. To me, it looks like there's someone definitely accumulating the stock. Probably the next target, probably 110, it'll have to break to bring some more confidence back into the stock.
Yeah. Greg, give us the indexes on the close, please.
Sure. Let's have a look here. The banks up 1.2, financials up nearly 1%, industrials up 1.25%, retailers up 1.33%, gold shares up 3%. Platts up 2%, resources up 0.9%. That pushed the all share up 1.1%, up 634 points, back to 57,598. So, it's almost as if yesterday didn't happen. We just gained back all of that, perhaps thanks to the Fed. But perhaps market was looking a little oversold. The volume today, 16.9 billion. It's sad when you get excited about 16.9 billion, but actually at this point, I will take it.
Yeah, so the biggest for, I think, 7 or 8 trading days, Greg?
Yes, it feels like it. I mean, we've been watching them closely. We had the 11s and 12s Thursday, Friday, and it's been sub 15s. So that's a much better looking number.
Yes, it is. I'm just looking at Sky News. Is the Trump administration inept? Ivanka won't be drawn. I know you're a big fan of Ivanka Trump for some extraordinary reason.
My word.
Yeah. Sky's Amanda Walker asked Donald Trump's daughter what she makes of the leaked remarks by Britain's ambassador to the US, and she ignored Amanda Walker, a person that I've interviewed on a number of occasions. But anyway, I just want to end on this in a rather sad note, Greg. A chap called James Small. I remember James Small making my day very happy when I was lucky enough to be at the 1995 Rugby World Cup final at Ellis Park. I was sitting on the halfway line as a guest of Philips, the electronics company, and James Small completely neutralised Jonah Lomu. They're both dead now, which is actually makes me feel quite sad.
Yes, I mean, top athletes, and you would have thought that they're going to, you know, live to ripe old age, the condition that they, you know, were in. And I mean, the first time I heard James Small's name, I think I was in about matric, and there was a talk. There's a boy at Greenside High that's in Standard 7 that's made it into the first team rugby, and we all, it's impossible. How can a 15-year-old be playing with 18-year-olds? And come the Saturday morning, there he was. And at that point, you know, he was never a very tall guy, but he was massively well built and had a lot of pace and obviously a lot of aggression.
Yes.
And, you know, you didn't want to be tackled by him.
No, he was a brute.
But it's Yeah, and at school, boy, I mean, he didn't feel pain like a normal person. We did bump into him once in a restaurant, and we were both waiting for a table. His beautiful wife was there, and then that little toddler. And for some reason, the toddler latched onto my leg.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't let me go, and it was a little bit awkward.
I'd say so.
To pick him up and go back to daddy.
Exactly. But, I mean, he did like the good life from some of the stories that I've heard.
You did see him out in the pubs, not that I'm ever there, but apparently. Mm. But yeah, whenever I had any conversation with him, he was super pleasant, seemed like a lovely guy, but maybe a little bit troubled. But certainly, yeah, what a superstar. I just feel like we don't produce sportsmen of that nature anymore. Super tough, you know. Even like he could have managed to play the game without even going to the gym or any of that. Just a natural athlete. Mm. Natural strength.
Very, very sad. Yeah, I'm going to actually maybe watch a rerun of the 1995 World Cup final tonight. Oh,
let's do that together.
Let's synchronize that. Anyway, this is getting a little bit too close for comfort. Greg Davies, thank you very much for your time this evening, as always. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. And Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.